Welcome to Smart Water Solutions Podcast. I am Hakim Elfadil. This is episode number 28. Today's guest is Dr. Piotr Dlugolki. He is the head of technology at Berghof Membrane Solutions. So we are going to cover 3 points. The first one is we are going to break down the Berghof tubular ultrafiltration membrane developed, made in Germany. Which applications make sense to use this portfolio and the OPEX, CAPEX of this technology compared to other technologies. And then we are going to jump to the Berghof Smart Solution, which is an interesting software that they have developed. It's not only they supply the customer with tubular ultrafiltration portfolio and training, but also they supply the software which enable the customer to get the most out of Berghof portfolio. Not only that, we are going to learn about this very interesting thing, which is the customers are able to judge the optimization of Berghof membrane technology that they have in their system compared to the same applications, same products used somewhere in the world without knowing the details, but you will be able to understand if you are doing with the best of the best or good enough compared to the others. And then the third point is the BeCare, which is a program developed by Berghof company. It's enabled the customer to help the customer starting from idea or problem to the pilot test, to industrial scale-up, to really a large industrial scale-up. That journey from the born idea to the realization, this is also Berghof is playing a role, and they bring to the table decades of expertise that really speed up the process for the customer to reach what they would like to reach with Berghof membrane technology.
Piotr, thank you very much, for joining the call today. And the first thing that I would like to just to learn from you that you can share with us, which is your interesting background. Tell us a story. How did you end up, working for the water industry and not for chemical or oil industry? So what was the path that leads you to the water industry?
Hey, Hakim, thank you for your question and also inviting me to the podcast. And I was in 2004, I have finished a chemical engineering study. And during the study, I discovered my passion for water, clean energy, and membrane technology. And after finishing it, I was looking for a project which can combine all of these three passions together. And I found one project in the Netherlands, in Vesus, which is European Center of Excellence for Sustainable Water Technology. And there was a project which was focused on basically developing green energy, which actually was called Blue Energy. And this was based on the technology which is called reverse electrodialysis. And in this project, we generated energy from mixing two water streams with different salinity and in the device which utilizes ion exchange membranes. And that was really interesting part where I dive deeper into the membrane technology, also with different water technologies. I submerge myself because at Vesus you have multidisciplinary teams. And then I start develop even more passion for water and membranes. And after finishing the PhD, I moved to a company called Voltea. And this company, at this time was a startup, was developing new desalination technology, which is called membrane capacitive deionization. And I was responsible for development and commercialization of this technology. I had 7 years at Voltea, really successful, and we had a great team, a lot of fun. And I was really passionate about ion exchange membranes, but at one moment I said, okay, what about other membrane technologies? And then opportunity appears at Berghof membrane technology, where I joined, and I continue my passion here at Berghof for water and membranes as a head of technology. And today I'm proud to be part of your podcast and to explain a little bit more about our smart water solutions.
Welcome. I mean, thanks a lot for the very interesting, background. And I think back at that time, I also was, I was following also the update of Witsos about the, the capacitive
the ionization technology.
It's very interesting what they do, those guys, at that time. And they have no idea if really good commercialization of that product, but this is very interesting what they did.
Yes, and then, there is a commercialization, sorry to interrupt you. Okay. And now the Voltea is selling products and developing them. And I think this technology is really, really unique as well, because you can install very tiny device in the coffee machine.
Yeah.
And it works. You need only electricity, and you can install full-scale installation in industry. That is, it's really, really cool technology. And Vetsos, indeed, they are still working on the technologies. And even I will give you a little bit small hint about this, yeah. That they are even now try to do selective capacitive ionization, that you can selectively remove ions. But I will leave it up to them. That's and to your listeners, yeah. to a little bit Google and discover more about this.
That's interesting. And then you land in very innovative, team in Berghof membrane technology. So before starting and digging with innovative, hardware and software of Berghof, what is Berghof membrane technology?
Yeah, that's a good question. Berghof membranes, not so many people know that it's part of the Berghof group. And we are a global leader in manufacturing of tubular membrane modules. And that is even more interesting that the company has a very long tradition, because for over 40 years, we deliver our products to OEMs across the globe. And we proactively support them on each stage of the project. And as I will explain today, it's not only support with innovative membrane products, but also with our smart products and services. But Berghof has really, really good tradition on the market and established brand, I would say.
Okay, and then if I would frame also the question from a different angle, which is, what is the vision for Berghof membrane technology? Is it to be leader in tubular, or so what is the vision?
That's the vision for sure. We are leader, then it's not our vision to be leader, but our vision and mission that is beyond to being leader or follower, is that we want to create clean environment for all generations. And doing this, we want to provide the best solution for sustainable industrial growth. This is really our why we go to work each day. And then the second question probably will be, or you can ask, okay, but what are you doing there at Berghof Membrane Technology? And we're providing to our OEM partners smart filtration technologies, support services, and of course, innovative membrane products. And we want to build this sustainable industry. And in our vision, how we build it is by reusing water, valuable components, and saving energy.
Right. So when you mention, it's very interesting. I think maybe the first time I heard this, which is a vision that you are looking also for sustainable. So when you mention sustainable, am I wrong when I understand by that, which is you're not only selling the product and forget to your customer, but you sell the product, you follow the customer, and also you think about the replacements. Is it going to waste it or dispose it? Or is this the vision for Berghof?
Exactly. Then our vision is to support our customers on each stage, not only to deliver the product, but also to deliver the service together with the product and after the product is sold when there is installation running for many years, to see and check how it's doing, support with the different various services and products as well. And also when the time is to replace membrane, we are there and we want to support that our customers can really take all the headaches and pains from their head and give it to us with respect to the membrane filtration.
Yeah. And the value, let's say, the value, if you can shorten just the value proposition in one sentence for Berghof membrane.
And that's, as you know, it's always difficult to do it in one sentence, but I can say that that we are more than just a membrane supplier. And this is our value proposition. Then now it's a second sentence, sorry. we have developed, beside this innovative world-leading membrane products, also BeSmart product platform and Beaker services. Then we cover, let's say, from A to Z our customers.
Okay, that's a good point. So, okay, so BeSmart, BeCare. Okay, now before going to BeSmart, BeCare, let's start with the tubular UF. Simply, how does it work, and what is the capex and opex saving of Berghof's U ultrafiltration membrane compared to other commercial UF membrane?
That's very interesting. The tubular membrane, I don't know if many people heard about them, but tubular membrane technology is based on inside-out membrane filtration. And membranes has tubular shape, like a straw. And also that's why it's named tubular membrane. But also this means that the water is pushed from the inside of the membrane to the outside of the membrane where the permeate is collected. And if you play how you control the flow or fluid velocity inside the membrane tube, you can activate self-cleaning mechanisms, you can keep membranes clean, you can run at high fluxes. And also all this combination gives you more flexibility to design the system around it. And and if you mention about OPEX, CAPEX, already and how we compare with the other technologies, then one, okay, tubes, it's a unique opportunity to control the fouling that we position ourselves as really robust membrane technology operating at the difficult wastewater. And that's interesting question about CAPEX, OPEX, because I see many people also saying, okay, what is your OPEX, CAPEX? And I will give you the question, the answer, but it's also, we should look broader, like what is the life cycle cost? And if we look on it from this perspective, then for sure, I would like to start from the beginning maybe, that first of all, we produce our membranes in the world leading production facility in Germany. And this means that our production is equipped with the high-end production technologies such as robots, high-speed cameras, and other state-of-the-art membrane production equipment. And this, together with high production standard, basically results in the premium membrane product. And what does it mean, premium membrane product? It means that our membranes characterized with longer lifetime, higher performance, and high membrane durability. And if you combine all of these benefits, and they not only translate to lower CAPEX and lower OPEX, but if you calculate life cycle cost, then we have benefits. Then this is this CAPEX and OPEX over product lifetime has benefits to other, let's say, tubular membrane producers. And this is what we see also what our customers are saying. And to give you a little bit example how the OPEX CAPEX works in tubular membrane world, because we can control very well membrane and membrane fouling, we can design systems which are smart on CAPEX or smart on OPEX. And for example, we have one system which is called BeSmart Eco filtration system, and it is designed to operate at low energy consumption. And it's equipped with all the bells and whistles. So it means we can do the membrane backwashing, we can control TMP over the membrane automatic way. And all of these bells and whistles results in low energy consumption, which is approximately half kilowatt hour per cubic meter treated. And these systems with low OPEX are important to treat higher capacities. And we typically design the systems focused on operational cost up to 10,000 cubes per day. And if we look on the CAPEX, which is other side, I can also give you example also of one system which is really focused on CAPEX. And we called it Bismarck One filtration system, and this system is 100% focused on CAPEX, which means it's also designed to provide the lowest possible CAPEX and can treat lower capacities, because at lower capacities, operational cost is not so essential. Then therefore, by having the tubular membranes, we are able to design system for customer needs. If they need really low operational cost, we are able to deliver this, then it's system with more bells and whistles. And if we focus on CAPEX, then it's a more simple system where you have, yes, we have limited option, but it operates and it also runs very smoothly, but it's for lower capacity when the OPEX is not so essential.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, that's perfectly answered, I would say. It's and also it leads me to summarize this in a way, if I understand correctly, which is the first thing is the lifetime expectancy of product. So it's like, I would say, between brackets, it's like an Apple product. You have something that will not fail in 1 to 3 years, but something that will be stable. The second thing is everything, if I understood, is produced in Germany, controlled, yes, with high quality. That's very interesting, I think, in the market as well. It's not outsourced, designed in Germany and produced outside anyway.
No. The membranes we do in Germany, and we use the state-of-the-art technologies, robots, and so on. That, until my knowledge, we are leading in this phase, and this translates to the premium membrane.
Exactly. And in premium membrane, I would add something, which is, in my experience, something is very interesting, which is, whenever you buy a set of membrane on ion exchange or any technology, not always, but sometimes there is risk that 1, 2, 3, 5% of those products, they will fail. And this costs a lot of money for the customer. But if you look to a very good brand in the water market, including DuPont, Dow Chemical, they have very good products. So it's like Apple products. There is less the chance where you find some headache at the end user or at OEM. And this is also, you can count it as CAPEX as well, but it's difficult to count it, you know?
Yes, exactly. And this is also a good comparison between Apple products, because we know that that they basically work, but also behind the Apple, you know that they select the best components. And for our membranes, we also select the best components, that the overall mixture, it's also based and built from the best components which we can get for membranes. That indeed, it's like a Apple product. They select the chips, the best chips, what you can get, and we select the best components for membrane as well. And this results in the premium membrane.
Okay, and then the other point, which is you're not confusing them with take the membrane and play with yourself, try to optimize OPEX and CAPEX. No, you said, okay, this is for OPEX, this is for CAPEX. Make it easy, straightforward. That's also, I think it's a transparent point, I would see, when you talk with water customers. But one interesting point I didn't mention at the beginning, which is when we talk about Berghof tubular ultrafiltration membrane, so what is the main applications target?
Yes, then the main applications are industrial applications. That's maybe the general. We only focus on industrial applications. And some people say, oh, why do you do it? In industry, you have challenging wastewater, and this is where our membranes can shine and can really use whole potential. And industrial application, then the question is for sure indeed, what are the key industrial applications? And one of our key applications is a wastewater treatment application using membrane bioreactor technology, which is commonly called MBR. And that MBR technology is ideal for treatment of wastewater streams with high concentration of organic solids, fat, oil, and grease, and so on. However, there is a challenge. Industrial MBRs experience also large fluctuation in wastewater quality and volume. And therefore, if you have traditional or submerged MBR filtration systems, these systems are highly sensitive for fouling, which result in lower fluxes and in excessive maintenance. And on the other hand, you have a tubular membrane technology, and our external filtration system, which is based on this principle, what I explained, inside-out filtration principles, adapts to variation in wastewater quality and volume, and we can adapt to it in the smart way of controlling the fluid inside the membrane. And if we control this fluid inside the membrane, that we can increase the velocity, decrease. By increasing the velocity, we, for example, activate self-cleaning mechanism and keep the membrane clean all the time and keep the fouling strictly under control. And by doing this, it results in basically maximum performance, high fluxes, no downtime, and so on. And in this application, this application is very important for us, and this is one of the main applications, what we do, membrane bioreactors. And you have two different variations of this. You have anaerobic and anaerobic. I will not dive deeply into it because then we can spend a whole podcast on it. But two different variations, but in both, we are doing very well with tubular membranes. And other application, if you look where we use it, our membrane technology, is direct filtration of process streams and concentration of products in food and beverage industry. And of course, we also use the same features of tubular membrane, controlling the fouling, which I explained you just before. It's really key. That I will not go deeper into the direct filtration because we use it in the various process streams and various product concentration, but this is one of the application we are successful with. And I will give you the last example, last but not least application is zero liquid discharge, which now it's becoming more, I would say, a medial topic about circular economy and so on. But one of the circular economy application is zero liquid discharge. And for example, we are focused on the zero liquid discharge application where you need to treat RO concentrate. And this RO concentrate cannot be treated further. And at certain point, it has to be or just discharged or sent to evaporator or a crystallizer or just released somewhere. And with our BSmart filtration technology, in the combination with physical chemical treatment, we can remove hardness at higher pH levels, and this allows further treatment of the stream. And this means that if you remove the hardness, you can go again for RO process, concentrate further, and by doing so, you need smaller evaporator, smaller crystallizer in order to achieve zero liquid discharge. And it's really worth mentioning that in this application or for this application, we developed unique membranes, and we call them CR membranes, chemical resistance membranes. And these membranes are stable at higher pH of pH 12, 13. And therefore, combination of chemical resistance membrane with our BSmart filtration technology gives a literally powerful combination, which I will explain why it's powerful combination. And I will give you one example. This technology of zero liquid discharge or this application together with our tubular membrane technology and BSmart system we installed in the largest thermosolar power plant in the world, which is located in USA, Mojave Desert. I don't know if you heard about this. Yes. But we have installed many years ago, more than 5 years ago, system there. And this is huge power plant. It delivers energy for 140,000 homes, which approximately produce 400 megawatts. And we have several skids there, which in total treat around 7,000 cube per day of RO concentrate and help this plant, this power plant, achieve zero liquid discharge. And this is one of the good example of installation where we can use unique membrane technology, I mean this chemical resistant, together with this smart filtration system in order to achieve, exceptionally things, because it's this plant is operating more than 5 years. I think it was commissioned in 2013, and it's still operating stable there.
So those industrial applications,
to my understanding, you are playing with two things. The first thing, which is the you try to not to control, but to optimize the hydrodynamic of the liquid inside the tubular membrane. That's one thing. And the second thing is the chemistry of the membrane to be stable, for example, for harsh conditions. Is this correct?
Yes, is it correct? And also in MBRs, for example, I didn't mention it, but we have chemical resistant membrane, but for other application, which probably will go maybe to membrane chemistry, we have PVDF membranes, but all they are also very resistant for oxidation and for cleanings, that we can have very good cleaning of the membrane. And we can do it in the smart way, that we operate continuously once the module is cleaned. For example, this is one example of doing the backwash during the operational, that we can do backwashing once the system is producing water. Then system always can deliver the same amount of water, and in the same time, we backwash one module with the other to keep the membranes clean.
Okay.
And this is exactly what you said about controlling the flow, but also we have some other mechanism which we control the fouling in the membrane in the smart way that we always operates and we always produce water. And this is for industry, I would say, the key to always deliver water what we promised. And this is for us also very important.
Yeah, and this is, I think, exactly as you said, this is the key, and I believe also is the key, because just sending products without knowing the key operating parameters to make that product work at its best,
mm-hmm.
it's not a good idea. I mean, if you combine those two things, okay, you have good hardware, but also you have a knowledge, the key parameters that you need to keep in mind while operating this product in order to get the best out of this product.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And the last question for this, for the hardware before moving to Bismuth and Beaker, which is, what are the technical features that the tubular UF is still not able to deliver? And what would be the value for the customer if these features are developed, for example, in the future?
Yes, and I already gave you one example of chemical resistance membranes, that I will give you example of the future which we developed and one we are looking for. Then one what we developed was chemical resistance membrane. And until 4 or 5 years ago, polymeric membranes could go up to pH 11 approximately. And this was not enough for zero liquid discharge application. And therefore, this was blocked and our customers could not benefit from having polymeric membranes there. And by developing new chemistry, we could go to pH 30, which was enough to do the hardness precipitation. And by doing this, we unlock new applications. And the value for customers is quite significant because, as you know, polymeric membrane are much capex friendly than ceramic, for example. And therefore, by unlocking new applications, we provide a lot of value to customer by being able to use these polymeric membranes. And this was the example of chemical resistance membranes, which we developed last year, that we provide a lot of value by allowing our customers to use, let's say, capex-friendly polymeric membrane instead of ceramic membranes. And what kind of future we want to develop, it's also a very interesting question. There can be many of these features, but we at least see that in the process streams and concentration of the product, for example, in food and beverage industry, where sterilization is important part of the process, you would like to have membranes which are thermal stable. It means which at least you can go to the sterilization temperatures, 95, 100 degrees, where you can sterilize your membranes with a steam or with the different solutions, but at least at the higher temperatures. And this we see that that this is opportunity for future.
Yeah, that's interesting point. I mean, in terms of sterilization, I think as far as I know that the RO membrane can be not sterilized, but can be sanitized up to 82 degrees Celsius. But mm-hmm. UF, according to my knowledge, I don't know that you can go to that level. But for sure, I mean, my experience, for example, in pharma industry, they would love to have this one. Also in food and beverage industry, also they would love to have this kind of product to be able to sterilize at up to 90 degrees Celsius without using any other chemicals to kill the bacteria.
And that's a really good point, because we are moving to do the green environment, and with our system we also want to use as low as chemical as possible. That's one. But also, if we can avoid indeed this chemical cleaning and chemical hygienic sterilization, that will help for sure. And this is what we see also a lot of opportunities there. And it's possible. I would say that it's possible, but it requires development. Then I think we are pushing the boundaries as a membrane producer, also going to new application with polymeric membranes. And soon we will see.
Good. So how about the B-Smart? So what is B-Smart? And I mean, the meaning of B-Smart, and how does it work in simply?
Yeah, B-Smart, it's to be smart. And okay, this is B-Smart. We called it our product platform, indeed, to showing and to basically show our customers that be smart and select our products, which are also intelligent smart. And this B-Smart product platform consists of products such as intelligent software, engineering packages, skid assembly, and smart remote connectivity tools with the smart dashboard and data analysis behind this. And it means that with this B-Smart platform, we support our customer on each stage of the project. And that is really important, that we have products there which are dedicated for each stage of the project. Even if the projects are installed, we can still, for example, install this remote connectivity tool. But maybe I can explain you one by one in simple words that you can understand them. And if you look on the B-Smart, part of the B-Smart intelligent software, and this software is designed to enhance the performance and efficiency of external filtration system. I already explained this, that the part of the software really focus how to, I mean, the software is intelligent, it's based on algorithms. Therefore, it decides by itself when and how much to increase and adjust this fluid velocity inside the membrane to activate self-cleaning mechanism and to keep membranes clean and operate at the most optimal fluxes. And to give analogy, to not make it too complex, it works similar to, for example, adaptive cruise control in the car, which cruise control adapts to the how many cars are on the roads, what is the conditions, and send you alerts when needed. And also our software works in such a way that you don't think about it, but software doing a lot of work behind the curtain. We're analyzing of the water and analyzing various parameter in order to always keep the membrane at the highest performance, at the highest flux, and minimize required maintenance. And to be honest, all of this that software does behind the scene, it also translates to all lower operational costs, because if you operate at higher fluxes, you need less energy. But not only, like you mentioned, not only the operational costs are important, but also chemical consumption. If you clean membrane, if you keep the membrane clean, you minimize also unwanted system downtime, you minimize your CIP, cleaning in place. And by doing this overall, you reduce your operational cost. Then this is the smart software, and it's I would say, benefits. And we support our customers with, for example, engineering packages. This means that our engineering team sit together with customer and can design system, smart system, for the customer need. But besides of smart system, we also provide smart process control. And for some customers say, okay, we don't need only design, we would like to order more. Then we can, for these customers, we can even deliver some components of the skids. We developed a modular skid assembly for it. And we also can deliver turnkey skids if it's needed. And therefore, it is quite complex. And the last but not least product, we we have the software, we have a skid, but we also have this BigConnect remote connectivity tool, which it installed in our skids. If we produce the skid, we install it directly, but some customers can build their own skids and only decide to have this BigConnect, this connectivity tool. And this tool, like you know already, that many companies now doing, that it's a big data. This tool allows to collect the data in a smart way and make it visual via web platform. And it also analyzes in the smart way, okay, what is the system doing? How is it performing? Is it any maintenance needed in the future? Yes or no? And also compares the performance of given system to the other given system in the same application, that you can see, are you really operate at optimal condition, you know, because filtration system is the only small part of the whole wastewater treatment plant. And then in wastewater treatment plant, you also have the biology, which you need to control in order to have good filtrability of the biomass and so on, that there are many other parameters, but making comparison or the other installation similar or the same application, you at least know where you are standing. And this will help our customers to optimize their process. It helps also operators to reduce the time needed for operating QF filtration system. And in many cases also, it helps operator that with the amount of data that they don't have to analyze, they already see directly on the screen what is happening. This means that they don't even have to have extra expertise on the UF filtration system. They need to only see the key performance indicator there, and then it's visual, basically, how the system performs, you know, like a dial in the car, which kind of revs you are driving, how much, what is the fuel consumption, and so on. But it's a simple tool, but a very powerful.
I mean, it's very good analogy with the car. And the question is, the brain behind the software that really read the data and give actions, is it something developed by Birkhoff, or is it combination between something developed from your team and addition to artificial intelligence? It's like another brain which is learning from this plant and other plant and try to deduce some actions and put them in the plants.
That's a really interesting question, because this will be second step, what you are saying now about learning algorithms. I think if I can explain this, then our software, it's like a small child. It can still make decision by its own. We build it based on algorithms, and these algorithms we develop in Birkhoff, because we know what is important to keep the filtration system running at the maximum performance. And software is run on algorithm, but I would say I understand your question, that you're saying, okay, but your software can also learn from other system in the field and adjust for the specific system. That will be second step. This artificial intelligence software, when it's also, this is called a machine learning, this will be the second step where the machines or systems can learn from each other. For now, at least operator can see where we are, what we do. But the second step, indeed, it's really interesting to apply this machine learning and from each other, you know.
Yeah. And then you said you can, if you have a plant, you can, I mean, in your plant, it can compare itself with other running plants in similar applications. Is there no sensitivity in terms of data across, for example, Europe? There is no problem with that?
No, data, it's very sensitive, but I mean, you don't have to see where this installation is, what is important. Yeah. We can only see from our installation, let's say, key performance indicators, like what is the flux, what is the organic load in terms of grams per liter of MLSS, what is the oxygen bioreactor, you know, and all these parameters we can have from each installation. And then it's written, for example, MBR installation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10. And your installation with your customers 11. And then you say, oh, look, comparing to this 10 or even average of this 10, you are above average or below average. And if it's below, okay, what is happening there? Is it filtrability of your biomass? It's not optimized. Then we can help you with this. Is it process where we can help you? You know, we don't want to share any data from other customers in terms of, okay, where is the plant located? Only pure performance that you know, okay, that the other installation can run in this, and this is the average, for example, and you are below on above average. If it's above, it means you're doing something very well, that you operate your wastewater treatment plant well, and your filtrability is high, and the membranes are clean, and so on. And by doing this, at least you have like a reference point. And that's really important. We were, I think you were also talking one of the podcasts about the clone. This is digital clone or yeah. of the installation. Mm-hmm. And for us, this kind of other customers in the same application is like a reference, that we collect this big data in order to create only reference, but we don't share any, I would say, sensible information. And it's really good that you are coming to this point, because even the BeConnect device we installed in our skid, we don't want to connect this device on the customer network, because this is what customers also don't like, that this device is connected to their network. We connect this device ideally via GSM network, and the data is stored locally at this device, but we also, customer has control, 100% control over the data.
But usually in water plants, there's other technologies also installed in the same big plant, okay? So how can BeSmart software be incorporated in one interface with other tech softwares? You know, when you have, for example, in one big plant, you have different technology, EDI, ion exchange, UF, and everyone has its own, let's say, layers, or maybe it's Siemens. But BeSmart, how can be merged with those?
And that's also a very good question, because we already explained, okay, why we need such a complex software. You know, if you have still this control, big control, this wastewater treatment plant has SCADA systems, which they have all this technology and parameters. But our goal is this, that the software, like I explained, it's intelligent. The software can make own decisions. And for operators, he would like to take only a couple of signals and make the dashboard in his SCADA system, and he see how it performs. But the software job behind the scene is to operate at the highest possible performance, which means keep the membranes clean, keep the fluxes high, and operate at the lowest energy possible. This is what software job is, and to prevent any unwanted stops. And software doing this in the background, and only operator has this data in their own wastewater treatment SCADA system that, oh, okay, filtration is running stable at a high level. There's no alarm, no notification, it's perfect. And basically, goal of the software is do the dirty job in the background to operate system at maximum performance and the lowest energy. And some signals go to SCADA, and some signals which we select can go to this BeConnect device, which operator can connect even from his mobile phone, from any time, any place, and any device, you know. And that's also really helpful, because our customers are OEMs, and they can have 20, 30 installation, and they can see, okay, how is installation are performing, and which installation we need to select, replace the membrane soon, where we can support our customers with respect to the optimization of the performance, and so on. That this tool gives a lot of opportunity to our OEM partners, and also to end users, that they have always system running maximum performance, even if the membrane needs to be replaced within 7-10 years. That also operators, they are aware, but also OEMs, that these membranes will be available when they are needed.
But still, didn't get the answer, which is, if I have a smartphone, I have an application from BeSmart with the UF membrane, and in one plant there is 20 different technologies, do I need to have 20 applications in my iPhone, or is there a way to merge all those in one platform?
Yes, then you need to, I would say, this wastewater treatment SCADA, this is important that you have all this in one. And then the question is indeed, if the daily job of operator is also to look on the UF filtration system, and for example, we have sites where operator needs to walk even 20 minutes to go to the filtration system, then it's better that he has application from our system on his mobile phone, and with the coffee, he opened the app and see, oh, perfect, everything running smoothly with the UF. I don't even have to walk there. I drink second coffee.
So you mean from SCADA, they can also get the data and put it in the interface that they are using? Also, can
from our BSmart software, yes. We normally in 95% of the cases we integrate with the wastewater treatment SCADA.
Okay.
And this is where they have key parameters how the system performs. And also from SCADA, you can also control it. It's like an interface, but our software is ready to merge them together. And that from SCADA, you also see how it's performing, if there's anything what you need there. But for example, I will give you an example why the BConnect is important. We have one installation and it's running perfectly. And in one moment, we see all the alarms flashing. And then we call them and say, guys, what is happening? Oh, our key operator is on holidays. and then nobody knows what to do. And this is a good example where BConnect is very useful, even for this guy, which is there. He can have an app and see how this performs. And he knows the process very well. And he can clearly communicate with the system via app to see, okay, how it's performing, what is happening, and even give direction to his colleagues, which are located factory to make adjustment and so on. That's one of the example. And the second one, is that if you really would like to optimize the UF, you need to look into the UF, how it's performing, what is what wastewater coming in, what is the filtrability, and so on, in order to optimize. Then you need this application to optimize and to have some alarms also. Then indeed, if you have 20 technologies, then simple question, yes, you need one interface to see all of them, but in order to optimize each of them, then ideally you would like to have separate application to really see how to optimize each of these technologies. And our job is that this optimization we can do, and then BSmart intelligent software can run the system with no problems, and operator don't have to focus then unless maybe chemicals are finished and so on, that he needs to be there, you know.
Yes. In different way, I see it. It's like, also, it's a good point. It's like competition between, let's say, the users of your technology in a way that's okay. If you have a technology from Bigghoff and you have BSmart and then you are using the membrane, you are trying to optimize, you get one level. And then something pop up in your screen that said, okay, the same membrane that you have from Bigghoff is installed in similar applications, but the performance is good. So now it's up to you to work hard to reach that level, which is a good thing, I would say. It's like they need to raise the level how to get the best out of that product that's in their hands.
Yes, to use the maximum potential of the tubular membrane. And we see it a lot because, you know, as we install, we have approximately 1,500 references globally. Then we know what you can do with the membranes, how much you can push. But customers, if they focus only on one, they don't know. And this is our job to show them, okay, look, you can squeeze much more. And the good example is, if we have, for example, some customers which designed the system for 180 modules, and then we come there, oh, we know this application, you don't need 180 modules, you need 140 our modules. This means we also reduce the capex on the beginning, because we say, oh, we know this application, we know how to run it, and you don't need such a lot of investment. You need less, but you need to operate in a smart way.
That's fair, I would say, and I think that's transparent way how to, at least from the customer perspective, you know, if it gets educated and try to squeeze the capex as much as they could, that's very good. And then moving to BCare. So what is BCare and why do we really need BCare for your portfolio?
Yes, BCare. With BCare, we take care. Then BCare
is something like, I mean, something like, I don't know, it's all the big, I mean, Amazon, Apple, they add this, I don't know, Apple Care or something. It's like something like warranty extension or what?
I will explain you. This is this BCare, it's all about the service. Then basically, in simple word, BCare means Bigghoff Care, which means we take care of our customers. And this is really important, to be together with our customers, to support them. And as I mentioned already, we want to be in each stage of the project. Then what does it mean? This means that we are with our customers from laboratory test and piloting via system engineering and commissioning to the monitoring system after it was installed and to after sales support when it's operating even 5, 7, 12 years. Then we want to be present at each stage and support customers.
Okay, it's like from the first idea that's in mind of the customer till the realization of the installation.
It's basically very simple. It's from before. We even want to be before baby is born to support. Then once baby is getting born, we are there. Then later we also helping to raise the kid. And then once the kid needs something, we also are there to support, you know?
Yeah. Do you have, I mean, some example just to grasp how BeCare works?
I can for sure. I can explain you this. This is perfect. Then first of all, okay, maybe why is BeCare? Why we want to provide this service? Over the years, we learned and understand very well complexity of our customer business, and therefore we want proactively support them with our support programs. And what kind of programs we have in BeCare? Then I already mentioned that I would like to go from the first ones that we start and help customers at laboratory level. We can provide them access to Berghof Application Center, where we can together develop new applications. We can also optimize existing applications, and we can analyze different water and feed water parameters in the laboratory. And this is, I would say, laboratory phase. Then we can go to the bigger pilots, for example, containerized pilots, which we can deliver to the customer location. And by doing this piloting, we can answer several questions. What is the most suitable membrane which we can use? That's one. And the second one, what will be the most optimal system design? And then by piloting, we answering this question, we select the membrane, we design the size of the system, and then customers say, okay, this is what I really wanted. If yes, then we order. And we have these examples that we did piloting first, and then system is built and designed. And I would say that's the best way to do it, because you design exactly what is needed, what is wanted, and what you test on real data. Then if we go farther, okay, system is being designed, then what? How we can help our customers? And we can help them with online and offline support during their system commissioning. We can also do troubleshooting in any phase of the project. And once the system is commissioned, we support our customer with operator training to explain what's important, which parameters he needs to take care of, and how to operate, basically, the ultrafiltration system, if they don't know, because we also have some operators 20 years in the field and they really know well how to operate the systems. And then going further, once system is operational, we can provide service using this BeConnect connectivity tool, which I explained, and we can do process optimization, looking on the other installation, the same application, how they're performing. We can optimize the process. Then we can also provide technical support to these customers if they need any expertise in related to the application. And if customers say, okay, we are really busy and we want to spend at least amount of time to run this system, we can also do monitoring for our customers using this tool and send weekly and monthly reports, status reports, how it operates, what we predict, what we can see there, and if there's any actions and recommendation, then we also do it to use full potential of our membrane. And let's say this installation is running for 5, 6 years, and then we provide to these customers after sales support that we can provide to them services like in service agreements, extended warranties for our membranes and membrane replacements. And We can also analyze membrane autopsy. If there is anything in the process that can affect membrane lifetime, we can analyze and see what it can be, how to find substitute, and so on. Therefore, as you can see, it's quite a comprehensive program, and it covers from installation, basically from before even baby was born, you prepare, and then you support for whole life, at least of the baby, with your expertise.
Yeah. It's a good analogy, but from the idea, from the before the baby is born till really you make the baby is walking, okay, but what is, let's say, in a lab scale, you find something is working, is okay. But when you put it in the real world, there's so many couple of things doesn't work. So the two questions here, which step is more challenging? That's one thing. And the second thing, how long does it take time? Because I know there's so many things is involved, the regulation, warranty, etc. So, and is it something that takes a long time to get to the end? That's the second question. The first question is, in this journey, which step is very challenging or very critical?
Okay, it's a couple of questions. I would say that for sure the most time consuming is developing new applications, because then you're starting with ground zero. You know, we are expert in filtration, but then if it's new application, then we work with our customers and we learn together. It's a learning curve, and for sure optimization, it's a faster process. And if you go from, let's say, develop new application in the lab, then you'd like to have first lab phase, then you would like to have piloting phase, and then you design full scale system. But I would say it's not really time consuming. It's always a matter of resources, what we put there. Therefore, each baby needs 9 months to born, but in this case, some babies can be born earlier than the others.
Yeah. That's a good point. And I would say, if I understood correctly, this big hair, I would say for new application, normally the customer, they need to start with big hair, and then you can move them to the real hardware, and then you can move them to the B smart. Mm-hmm. And yes, exactly. For the current situation with COVID, well, not 100% of employee gets back to the work. Do you see more added value for BK and B Smart for the customer?
We see that then at least the remote services are growing, and this year we had two remote commissionings that was really successful. Then there is a need for these remote services now during the COVID, that it's limited traveling, and also customers they prefer this way. Then we see it's increasing need for big care and increasing need for expertise, and do with this this expertise and the troubleshooting or system commissioning online. That is a big market driver, and also we want to provide this services in such a way that the customers can say, oh, wow, Berhoff, you are with us, even with not being present physically here, we support them. Then what we learned during this situation, that it's even more important now to be with the customer, not physically be, but to support them than it was before. And using this digital ecosystem, these digital tools, we can do it.
Mm-hmm. That's very clear. Thanks a lot, Pio. Would you like to add something before closing the episode?
No, thank you very much for invitation. In summary, I can say that yes, it's important from our talk that we are just more than a membrane supplier, and we care for our customers. And we want to provide not only innovative membrane products, but provide the B-Smart and B-Care. But our objective also is to build long-term partnerships and help to grow the business from our customers. That in summary, let's be smart, be connected. We will take care of you, and yes, let's invite more partners to cooperate.
Yeah, and it's, I would say, from my experience, is not something easy. I would say it's very good hard work and very intelligent work to really distillize the know-how of more than decades and put it in a software to control the hardware. It's also complicated. It's not an easy hardware, UR filtration. If other, I would say, technology would take the same direction, it would make life much easier for the OEMs and for the end users both, I would say.
Yes, and we only specialize in this tubular filtration. This is only what we do, and right. We excel in this. This is 100% focus, many years of experience, more than 40 years of experience. And in the end, this is also the powerful combination that the system works like they work and the membrane are delivered performance as they deliver, you know?
Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much, Billy. Thank you very much. And wish you a good day.
Thank you, Hakim. All the best. Wish you a great day. Thank you.